taking their place in a long true line of everyday Americans,
helping to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This is the Constitution Study on the America Out Loud Network with your host, Paul Engel.
Pay the bills, stay out of jail, love the neighbors and have a few good friends. Every day you were everyday Americans.
Hello there, everyday Americans, and welcome to the Constitution Study. This is where we read and study the Constitution. We teach the rising generation to be free. I'm glad you could join me. And today, I want to talk about this battle, this fight we're having for the future of our country. The idea of freedom and liberty versus subjugation and control. Or, as I've titled this episode, patriots versus tyrants. Now, a patriot is defined as one who loves and supports his or her country. Not simply the nation, but the Constitution that created it. At least, that's the way I'm working for today. This idea of freedom and liberty that led us to declare independence, to state that governments are instituted to protect our rights, that they only have just powers that we consent to, versus tyrants. Absolute rule unrestrained by law or Constitution. There is a battle going on in the hearts and minds of the American people today between those who wish to be free and those who wish to be ruled. And our children will live in the country controlled by whichever party, whichever group wins. This is not an elephants versus donkeys. This is not conservative versus progressive. This is not even right versus left. This is a question of, are we going to be controlled by the rule of law? Are we going to be subject to laws created within the powers of the consent of the governed or not? That truly is the basis of this. And as I see what is going on in so much of America today, I hate to tell you, but tyranny's winning. They're not simply the fact of governments and what governments are doing, but just look at average everyday people. People who refuse to figure out for themselves. They do whatever their government tells them. Government tells you to wear a mask, you wear a mask. Government tells you to wear two masks, you wear two masks. Government tells you to stay indoors, you stay indoors. Government tells you you need a shot, you get the shot. Never questioning, never investigating, simple blind trust in whatever some bureaucrat tells them to. But then you have others that stand up and question. And if you look at society, they are often vilified, demonized, punished for the very idea of expressing an opinion or even questioning what they're being told. For example, a former UCLA doctor, I guess technically still a UCLA doctor, refers to California's vaccine mandate as medical tyranny. He claims it's a violation of ethics that one physician should decide what 40 million Americans in California, whether or not they get vaccinated. Now, California Department of Public Health issued a mandate. Now, you can't see it, but I'm using this, if he's the scare quotes, because that mandate's illegal. We'll talk about that a little later. So they issued a mandate in early August saying that all healthcare workers must be vaccinated against COVID-19. Now let's forget the fact that the vaccine's not really a vaccine and all that stuff. A doctor, Christopher Rake, refused. He refused the vaccine. But he went even a step farther, and I applaud this man for doing so. See, not only did he refuse a vaccine, he refused to file for a religious exemption due to his own philosophical objections to the mandate. Now, as a consequence, he's been placed on unpaid administrative leave. He's been effectively fired. He can't work. He's not getting paid. But they haven't technically fired him because if they fired him, well, he'd have legal cause. There's apparently even a video of him being escorted from the workplace after turning up to do his job, and they didn't want him there. Now, in the video, you see Ray explaining that this is what happens when you stand up for freedom, when you show up to work, willing to work, despite being unvaccinated. This is the price you have to pay sometimes. Hopefully we remember that when they signed the Declaration of Independence, they pledged to each other their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. Here's Dr. Rake standing up for his life. He's endangering his fortune on his honor. He wasn't even willing to claim a religious exemption because it wasn't his religion that was prompting him not to take the vaccine. It was this idea of a mandate. Now, he went on further, and it was very interesting. The article I found in the Epoch Times, he talks about the Moderna and the Pfizer, the fact they use this mRNA technology. They're literally genetically engineering the body. Now, they work by introducing a piece of this mRNA, and it basically teaches your body to create the spike proteins that are found on the surface of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, and it displays them on cell surfaces. Now, your body's natural immune response is to begin producing antibodies and thus building up the immune system. Sounds pretty good, pretty interesting. But it also may explain why so many people who get these vaccines seem to develop COVID, because they're basically teaching their body to make COVID. Why else? It kind of makes sense that they would, if not COVID, at least the spike proteins that are part of COVID. But no one has seemed to ask the question, or at least nobody seems to have answered the question, what's the long-term effect of this changing of our DNA? He points out that the spike proteins result in damage or death to the cells. So these two mRNA-based vaccines, the Moderna and the Pfizer, both become a manufacturing house of these spike proteins, which actually injure your cells. And he says this is based on a study by Scripps Research in San Diego. He also said that the data from the study shows that these spike proteins will likely cause issues with the blood vessel lining, creating blood clots in the lungs of individuals who are having the vaccine, which, again, this data seems to support. We've seen the number of people recently vaccinated that are having blood clot issues, pulmonary issues. But here's a man willing to stand up and willing to do so, I believe, honorably, not looking for a way to hide behind something, but simply saying, listen, these vaccine mandates are wrong. They are an ethical violation. And for a doctor to do this, I believe actually raises to the level of malpractice, although I'm not a lawyer. But here's a man who's lost his job for standing up against a mandate that's unconstitutional. It violates the Fifth, in this case, California, both the Fifth and the 14th Amendment, because it's depriving people of the liberty to make medical decisions for themselves without external influence that is not medically necessary for society. No one has yet proven that these are medically necessary. It deprives people of control of one of their most precious pieces of property, their body. And it does so without due process, without protecting the rights of the individual. And he's paid the price. Now, Dr. Rake, if you hear me, or if you happen to know him, I did a little searching. I'd love to get in touch with him. I'd love to have him on the program to understand a bit more of the medical aspects of this, because I am somewhat curious, and I want to arm my listeners with the information of the constitutional issues around this. But I, from what I've read, Dr. Rake, not only do I applaud you for standing up for what is right, but for doing so in an honorable way. And I would love the opportunity to talk with you about it. Please, you know, contact me through the show page or through the website, constitutionstudy.com. I would love to find out more. But finding out more is important. See, one of the things people don't realize is when the COVID scaredemic started, and it really was a scaredemic, yes, there is a disease called COVID-19. It is created by a virus called SARS-CoV-2 that apparently escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China. These are true. I do not dispute them. The pandemic aspect, I dispute, and for one simple reason. See, while technically I suppose this is a pandemic, because Merriam-Webster defines a pandemic as an outbreak of a disease that occurs over a wide geographic area, such as multiple countries or continents, and typically affects a significant portion of the population. But how serious is this pandemic? See, when COVID first hit, nobody knew how dangerous it was. They used models. Now, understand, a model is a mathematical way. It's a mathematical guess. And with honest statistics, with honest research, you take your best guess, you test it against reality, then you modify the model. Well, the information that's out, the model was crap. They put in completely unrealistic numbers, numbers that had never been seen in history for things like the spreading and growth rate, not based on any science. And they got these horrific numbers and they scared the pants off of everyone. We were willing to self-quarantine for 2 weeks because we were told there'd be people dying in the streets. The hospitals would be overflowing. 2 weeks to flatten the curve, right? To keep that number down so that it was within the capacity of our healthcare system. And based on the fictitious numbers we were given, most Americans were willing to go along with it. But then we started getting data. And we found out that 98.6% of Americans who catch COVID survive. And that if you're not elderly and if you're generally not infirm, your rate of survival goes up. And in fact, unless you are overweight, diabetic, or have existing respiratory illnesses, you do pretty good. 99.5% or better. We find that children between 5 and 11.2% die. Below 5, it rounds to 0. See, we started getting numbers, but we're still acting as scared based on the models that we were given that were proven wrong. So now we have a push to give the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, to children 5 to 11, even though they have almost zero threat of death. But I find it interesting, because though the board at the FDA, the committee that actually considered the question, voted for approving this for children age 5 to 11, a smaller dose, but approving it, there's some very disturbing information coming out of that committee meeting. For example, while considering the question of whether or not to approve it, one member said, "We're never going to learn how safe the vaccine is until we start giving it." Now, listen, it was one thing to have Nancy Pelosi tell us we'll never know what's in the bill until we pass the bill. But to say we won't know if this is safe until we inject your child with it and see what happens, that is not medicine. That's medical experimentation. Right? That is a war crime. That's the type of stuff that Nazis were executed for. We're never going to learn if it's safe until we start giving it to children. Well, then go back and test it. If you can't say that it's safe, see, understand, the FDA is there to make sure that drugs are both safe and effective. If you don't know if it's safe, how do you approve it? Because it's not a medical decision. Why? Because the FDA is not a medical organization. It's a bureaucracy. And anyone who thinks that, oh, well, the FDA said it's okay, well, just remember, even in the face of a doctor, of a member of that committee saying, we won't know if it's safe until we experiment on children, every member of that committee voted to recommend the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID shot. Now, remember, you may remember, the BioNTech vaccine was theoretically approved by the FDA, but only under the brand name Comirnaty, which Pfizer refuses to distribute, at least last I knew, refused to distribute in the U.S. Do you wonder why people don't trust the FDA, the CDC, Pfizer? So the FDA is planning on, and I think actually may have, approved this for use in children, knowing full well that they do not know if it's safe or not. For a disease that children between the ages of 5 and 11 have, what, a 0.2% chance of dying from. We're going to experiment on our children. God help us. History is going to look at America in 2021, and actually we're going to look at the world in 2021 with the same disdain we look at the Nazis and Hitler and Himmler and Dr. Mengele experimenting on our own children. And mothers and fathers are listening to the FDA and saying, oh, well, this is the government. They must know. We're just going to give them the shot because our masters in government told us so. But what about the people who are telling us, no, you may not want to do that? For example, there's a professor at Harvard University, a professor of medicine, Martin Kulduff. Now, he said, I don't think children should be vaccinated for COVID. Now, I'm a huge fan of vaccinating children for measles, for mumps, for polio, for rotavirus, and many other diseases. That's critical. But COVID is not a huge threat to children. Why are we not listening to this man? Talk about children. He said they can be infected, just like they can get the common cold. But they're not a big threat. They don't die from this, except in very rare circumstances. So if you want to talk about protecting children or keeping children safe, I think we can talk about traffic accidents, for example, which they are really at some risk. And there are other things that we should make sure of to keep children safe. But COVID is not a big risk factor for children. Yet our government is going to say, it's okay, people, let's experiment on your children. And how many children are being vaccinated because their parents are subjects of tyrants? See, that's the interesting thing about the way this works, at least here in America. See, it's one thing to be a tyrant. It's another thing to be a subject to a tyrant. Now, people make tyrannical claims all the time. They're everywhere. That's nothing new. But we seem to forget that they can't force us to do anything. Oh, sure, they can bully, they can intimidate, they can make your life miserable, but ultimately it is up to the people to give in. They're not sending armed troops around with vaccination guns, pointing a gun at your head, pushing you against a wall, and jabbing you in the arm. As William Pitt the Younger said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. They're telling us we need this in direct contradiction to facts on the ground. But that quote goes on. He says, it is the argument of tyrants. We've seen that. But it's also the creed of slaves. So if you or someone you love or someone you know is telling you that they must get the vaccine because the government says it's necessary, understand they're a slave. They have voluntarily given up their citizenship to be a slave of government. You don't have to. Yes, it's going to cost you something. Dr. Rake is paying the price for not being a slave, for not being a subject of a tyrannical government in Sacramento. But ultimately, the decision is ours. Will we bend the knee? Or will we stand and fight? Now, Dr. Kulduff made a point. He says, we talk about looking at evidence. Well, you know, Sweden decided way back in the spring of 2020 to keep their daycare and their schools open for ages 1 to 15. While America was shutting ours down, they kept theirs open. there are 1.8 million children in Sweden who went through school without a vaccine. No vaccine, without mask, without any sort of distancing in schools. The only thing they did is if a child was sick, they were told to stay home. That's it. Basic stuff. I mean, I was told this for years since I was a little kid, right? If you're sick, stay home. If you're sick, stay home. Doesn't matter what it is. Sick, stay home. So that's what Sweden did. So we have a test case of 1.8 million children, very random, different health states, different physiologies, but they are all in school without any masking, without any vaccine, without any social distancing. Do you know how many children died from COVID in Sweden? Zero. And only a few children were even hospitalized. This is not a risky disease for children. But we are turning children into these little fear campaigns. Oh, imagine you're a small child being told to be afraid of something like a virus. Being denied the developmental ability to see people's faces for a virus that is not a danger to you and has shown you're not a danger to others. Now, sure, you may decide, you know, hey, if you're 80 years old or so, and or you have certain medical conditions, you might decide the vaccine is the right thing for you. But that's the point. You decide. You decide with your doctor based on the data and individuals. Remember that due process? A government or judicial process designed to protect the rights of the individual? But to push this for children is medical experimentation on our youngest and most vulnerable. It is child abuse. Why would we trust these people? We have a group called the Protect the Public Trust, and they filed a complaint claiming that director of the National Institutes of Health, a Francis Collins, intentionally misrepresented the conclusions of an August study on people with natural immunity. Why are we promoting a vaccine for people that are already immune? And then we find out, hey, there's a good chance that the National Institute of Health, again, not a medical organization, a bureaucratic organization, this is a bureaucracy, that the director intentionally lied about the outcome, the conclusions of a study about natural immunity. And then leaders wonder why nobody trusts the CDC or the FDA or the NIH anymore. Why they are losing public confidence. How many times must we be lied to before people stop paying attention to them? And how often must we be lied to before we stop listening to them? The medical bureaucracy in Washington and in many of our states are literally the boy who cried wolf. They have been screaming, we're all going to die, we're all going to die, and we're not dying in those numbers. And we're finding that, guess what? The cure in some cases are more dangerous than the disease. And oh, by the way, it's not simply protect the public's trust, but there are multiple, according to a Daily Caller article, multiple health experts who have criticized the study and said that Collins' characteristics of its conclusion was misleading. With all the studies showing that if you've had COVID, not only does your natural immunity work better than the mRNA because you're actually immune to the entire disease, not just a spike protein, but it lasts longer. Yet we're still demanding that people with natural immunity take a vaccine. Medically, that's nuts. I'm not a medical doctor, but it seems to me if you're taking a drug for a disease you're already immune to, that's not smart. But you see, we've become a country, in many cases, of subjects. Subjects of tyrants. They tell you you must do it, you must do it. If you fail to comply, well, you're a bad person or you're a bad citizen. You heard that one? No, you're not a bad citizen. The bad citizens are the ones that blindly follow men and women in positions of trust that we have placed there even in the face of evidence that they are lying to you, that they're misrepresenting us, that their information and data are flawed and wrong. That is the bad citizen. That is the subject. The good citizen looks at what comes out of their government and verifies it. They question everything. And then they make their own decision. And when the government bullies try to come and force you to comply, all you have to do is say no one more time than they say yes. And I know, it's scary to do that because you feel like you're standing alone. Well, you don't have to stand alone. We should be standing together. We should be finding others and standing with them. It's one of the reasons why I created the website constitutionscholars.com. So we would have a place to freely discuss these issues, issues of freedom and liberty and the Constitution, to read and study and learn from the Constitution, and then find others who can help stand with us as we are standing for our rights. Now, I'm going to be in Tampa, Florida, the 9th, 10th, and 11th. I'm speaking to a couple of groups. I'm even speaking at I believe it's a Back the Blue rally. And I am looking forward to this, to the opportunity to stand with these men and women, to encourage them to stand together for our rights, for our freedom, for our liberty. And if you want to find out more, go to constitutionstudy.com/tour. If you're in the Tampa area, by all means, come and join us. There's contact information there. I really don't expect to be able to fit in any more events unless you've got something really interesting on the line, but it doesn't matter. If you want me to come speak to your group, well, just on that page, there's a little form you fill out to ask me to come. You can ask me to come in person. You can ask me to do this over the internet. I'll be more than happy to. Because I want us to all stand together. I want the citizens of this country to come out from under the thumb of a tyrannical government and restore the constitutional government we consented to. As Abraham Lincoln said, the people are the rightful masters of both Congresses and courts, not to overturn the Constitution, but to overturn the men who pervert the Constitution. It's about time we start overturning those men, and we do so together. Now, I have to take a break, but before I do, I want to remind you to check out healthycell.com. We're talking about COVID, and the best way to fight COVID is to have a healthy immune system. It's the people that are immune compromised or have other health issues that are most at risk. Now, Healthy Cell has their Immune Super Boost. It's designed to boost your immune system with nutrition. And it comes in a travel-ready gel pack. Easy to carry, easy to take, easy to use. And it'll help your body fight off not just COVID, the cold, the flu, and pretty much everything that attacks our bodies. And as an America Out Loud listener, you'll get 20% off your first order. Just go to healthycell.com/outloud or use the code OUTLOUD at checkout. You can try any of their products. Today I'm talking about the Immune Super Boost because we're talking about COVID. But try them one off or get a subscription. But make sure you use that code OUTLOUD to get 20% off your first order.
Is a record player the best way to listen to music? Of course not. So why are you still taking vitamins that haven't been upgraded since the 1930s? Even if your vitamins aren't hard to swallow, it's time to upgrade to Healthy Cells pill-free, patent-pending microgel supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. They taste great, convenient on the go, and they're more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
There was a time when Americans could rely on the Fourth Estate. Well, in these challenging times, the media is both reckless and complicit. AmericaOutloud.com. Top analysis from leading experts, articles, podcast, video, and 24/7 talk radio. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back, everyday Americans. You've rejoined the Constitution Study, and today we're talking about patriots versus tyrants. You know, sadly, in relatively recent American history, recent meaning my lifetime, we have a history of throwing our military under the bus. I'm old enough to remember members of the military coming home from Vietnam, being spat upon, being called baby killers, regardless of what they actually did. Today, well, sadly, we have something similar, maybe not quite as drastic, but a message from the Marines to the force states, quote, "Marines refusing the COVID-19 vaccination absent an approved administrative or medical exemption, religious accommodation, or pending appeal shall be processed for administrative separation." That's right. We're telling Marines, take the jab or go home. Now, I don't know about you. I recognize that the ladies and gentlemen in all of our armed forces, you know, they pledge their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor to defending our rights, to defending the Constitution, and to tell them that they must not only give up some of their rights temporarily, they must permanently give up the right to determine if they can be, if they can control their body, or they're not allowed to serve. To do that to them is a grave dishonor. I know we've got Veterans Day coming up, but I can't wait that long. If you are a Marine, if you know a Marine, if you're a family of a Marine, I truly do feel for you. And if you know someone, go and support them. To take men and women who have served honorably but refuse to be the subject of medical experiments and tell them they cannot serve is an act of disgrace and dishonor. To tell them they must be administratively separated for not following an illegal order. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it is an illegal order. The president doesn't make the rules for the military. The Article 1, Section 8 says Congress does. And there is no law requiring this vaccination, this experiment on our troops. Because again, the only FDA approved, actually approved, not emergency use, but actually approved COVID shot, the Pfizer BioNTech under the Comirnaty brand, is not available in the U.S., at least as far as I know. So these are all experimental guinea pigs. And they're being punished for not following an illegal order. And if the American people allow this, we'll allow anything. If they can take the Marines, if they can go after the soldiers, the sailors, the airmen, the space cadets, and make them comply, what's to stop them from making you comply? If we won't stand with these men and women that have pledged them so much to this country, who will we stand with? Who will we stand with? Please don't wait till Veterans Day. Stand with a veteran today that is standing up against this medical tyranny. Because if we don't, we are literally allowing our own throats to be cut. Now, there's a couple other interesting bits and pieces showing up. The U.S. is now going to require contact tracing and COVID tests when international visitors are allowed back in the country. Right? They've got a bunch of restrictions on international travel. The Biden administration plans to allow vaccinated visitors from abroad starting November 8th. But they're also saying that unvaccinated inbound travelers, including U.S. citizens, will have to show proof of a negative COVID test within one day of departure. But they're going to require contact tracing. In other words, we want to know everywhere you've been. Now, the CDC says it's going to require airlines to collect and track contact information from travelers, potentially share them with federal officials. Excuse me, where's your warrant? Yeah, you see, we still have a Fourth Amendment. Now, I know most people pay no attention to it, but we do have this thing called the Fourth Amendment that says we're to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. Until you show I'm a danger, that you have a reason to, you have no legal, legitimate right to that information. You want to know why I don't trust airlines? Because of nonsense like this. I mean, this is basically extortion. Listen, the travel industry, not just airlines, but hotels, rental cars, cruises, they have been begging the federal government to lift their restrictions for more than a year. So here you have extortion. Oh, you want that lift? You want that opened up? Let's forget all the medical science, because medical science is long past. We are 18 months past this being a medical issue. No. This is now a political issue. You want open, then you'll bend the knee. You'll collect the data we want. You'll share it with us. Forget the Fourth Amendment. Forget the rule of law. Forget rights. If you want to be open, you must subject yourself to the federal government. You know what? I will not subject myself to the underlings of tyrants. I'm not flying. I'm driving everywhere. Why? Because I don't trust the airlines not to fold, not to demand this information, not to strand me somewhere if I don't become a subject of a tyrant and king. So I don't trust them. I won't fly with them. Why would I fund companies that are willing to trade my rights, my freedom, data about me, for the quote-unquote permission to do business? Now understand, the control of international travel, the international commerce, is not given to the president. Article 1, Section 8 gives that to Congress. This is not open for an executive order. Congress must pass a law. Oh, well, we passed a law that gave the president the chance. You don't have the authority to do that. That is not a power delegated to you by the Constitution. You don't have it. It's an act of Congress repugnant to the Constitution, which, according to both Alexander Hamilton and the Supreme Court in Marbury versus Madison, is void. Now, do you know why I say we must learn for ourselves? Because the people we've hired to protect our rights, to exercise our power in our name, are almost universally ignorant of how the system works. And because of their ignorance, they are allowing things they never should have allowed. And because of our ignorance, we allow them to keep their jobs. So ultimately, this comes down to our fault. Every official that put in place an illegal mandate was hired by the people they represent. Every act of Congress is done in the name and by the people of the United States and by the states themselves, their representatives in the Senate. Every act of this tyrant in the White House is because the American people, a significant portion of the American people, told their states, this is the guy we want in office. This is our fault. And we're going to be the ones that have to clean up the mess. And if we don't, not only will we have to live with the consequences, but so will our children. Now, I'm sure some of you are looking at the 2022 elections and praying the Republicans will come to the rescue and save us all. Fat chance. I'm not saying they won't win. They have a good chance of winning many seats, control of the House, the Senate, possibly. But if you're expecting them to save you, ain't going to happen. See, there's a group of senators and representatives all Republicans, that introduced the Keeping Our COVID-19 Heroes Employed Act. They say it's intended to shield workers who sacrificed their time and health during the height of the government-mandated lockdowns from the Biden administration's attempt to mandate the COVID-19 jab for American laborers. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Tennessee Senator Blackburn. By the way, I have no love for Senator Blackburn. Yes, she's from Tennessee. But she said at a press, she's one of the bill's sponsors. She said at the press conference that the legislation would apply to essential workers as defined by local communities. This often includes healthcare workers, law enforcement, the trucking industry, first responders all across the nation. Oh. So in other words, you're not so much standing up for the American people as for voting groups. You're going to stand up, you're going to say, oh, if you're a healthcare worker, well, then we'll protect you, but what, if you're the janitor, we're not? Is that person any less essential to their family? Is that job any less essential to putting food on someone's plate because they don't fall into a group that you think is a essential worker? Where in God's earth do you get the authority to call anybody essential or non-essential? How dare you? To say so, a job is not essential is ridiculous. Somebody is surviving based on that job. I don't care if that job's a burger flipper or working in a car wash. It is essential to someone. How dare you claim the authority to pick and choose which groups will get protected and which won't? What happened to the concept of equal protection under the law? The legislation very simply states that if you're deemed an essential employee during the COVID-19 pandemic, you showed up, you went to work, you did your job, you kept this country running, you would be exempt from the federal vaccine mandate. Oh, once again, we're going to pick and choose winners and losers. You think the Republicans are here to save you? Why do you think they pick healthcare workers, truckers, law enforcement, first responders? You know why? Well, for one thing, many of them are unionized. And they want the votes. That's my opinion. Because if they really cared about the American worker, about men and women losing their job because they refused to become a medical experiment, they would not limit it to essential workers. They would recognize that the vaccine mandate itself is unconstitutional, illegal, and they would do something about it. They would simply say, no, this mandate is unconstitutional. Here's the proof. It violates the Fifth Amendment. It is void. Any attempt to enforce it will be met with a violation of Title 18 of United States Code Section 242, criminal actions. This is a political stunt. You think the Republicans are coming to save your bacon? No, they're not. They're coming to buy your votes. Now, there is someone who does seem to be standing up to this nonsense. Now, there are, let me rephrase that. There are a lot of people that we don't hear about that are standing up to this nonsense. I recognize that there are a lot of people who are doing that. We'll never know their names. No one will remember them. But when somebody with a notoriety stands up and does the right thing, it gets people's attention. So when Travis Tritt sang the national anthem at Game 6 of the National League Championship Series, I thought that was a good deal. Now, I'm not a baseball fan. I've never been a baseball fan. I've been to a couple of games, but I'm in no way a fan. I'm not even a fan of Travis Tritt. I like some of his songs, but for the most part, no. Not a huge fan. But when he stood up and said he would not perform at a venue with a vaccine mandate, that is a man standing on principle. That's a man standing on freedom, on a principle I can get behind. He was willing to put money on the line. He was canceling any concerts in venues that required proof of vaccination, a mask, or a negative COVID test. He said, if you're going to infringe on people's rights, he would not do that. It must have cost him money because he's talking about canceling concerts. This is a man we should support. Now, if you're a Travis Tritt fan, great. But think about it. Here's a man willing to put his money where his mouth is. Are you willing to do the same? Meaning, are you willing to cancel going to an event because they require proof of vaccination or a mask? Are you willing to not go to a restaurant unless you show them that you've had a negative COVID test? Are you willing? What are you willing to give up to live free? Now, I've told you my standpoint. I will not take the COVID test. I will not take the COVID shot. I will only wear a mask under duress, generally on private property. Public property, I don't have it legally, they can't. But I've actually put together, you can find it on, I think I've got it on the Constitutional Scholar site. I have to check, see if I put it on the Constitutional Study site. I've developed a mask. It's actually an upside down American flag that says, mandates are tyranny, worn under duress. To let people know that if as far as you'll go is, I'll wear the mask, but only under duress, let people know it. Don't be shy. Don't hide it. Be willing to stand, even if it costs you something. Because if it doesn't, it costs you everything. If we are not free, then everything is gone. Sure, you may have a roof over your head, and you may have food on your plate, but you do so only at the whim of others. And if we look at history, that never ends in prosperity. Never. Never. It ends with poverty, sickness, and death on massive scale. So when I see this, there's a lot of news coming out of New York City because Mayor de Blasio has gone full commie tyrant. And he said that there's a report coming out that New York City may lose up to 30% of its police and fire department. See, the mandate, de Blasio set a mandate of October 29th. And they're expecting up to 30% will not comply. That's about 6,500 New York police employees. 36,000 officers and 19,000 civilians in that agency. 6,500 gone. Imagine picking up 911 and being put on hold because not enough people to answer the phones. Imagine being the victim of a crime and waiting for someone to show up because there aren't enough officers. Imagine being in a burning building, praying for help, only to find out that there aren't enough firefighters. You see, that's what happens when we let tyrants rule. Things don't get better. Things get worse. Bill de Blasio thinks he is somewhere between a king and a mob boss. Now, I'm sad that only 30% of the police force is willing to stand up. I don't know what's the rest of the 77. Maybe they've already been vaccinated for other reasons. Maybe that's why they're not there. I don't know. But if you are willing to live under a mandate, you are a tyrant. You are a subject to a tyrant. You are not a free citizen. So what are we to do? Well, there are a couple things to do, and it starts with stop waiting for someone else to come save you. Now, let me tell you about this guy. This is Dr. Aaron Carity. Sorry if I mispronounce your name. See, when the pandemic started, the scaredemic started, he acted like other medical experts. He worked long hours. He tried to deal with this new disease. He had talked with friends and family members and loved ones. But as time went on, he really noticed that the public health decisions seemed to diverge from medical ethics, including things like vaccine mandates. Now, he kind of pushed back. See, he's currently suspended from University of California, Irvine, and he's challenging the school's vaccine mandate in court. He said, quote, I had to stand up and try to do something about it. Okay. I appreciate that. Again, Dr. Carity, I would love to have you on the program to tell your side of the story. And I appreciate standing up. I appreciate someone that's willing to take the time and effort and expense to stand up against this. Now, understand, Mr. Carity, Dr. Carity is not saying that COVID doesn't exist. He contracted COVID. This was confirmed by two different lab tests from two different labs. His wife and five children contracted the disease. They all recovered and none of them were hospitalized. Wonderful. He even said, it was for me actually a very liberating experience afterward because I didn't have to worry about the illness anymore. I knew the science on natural immunity. Yet we're ignoring natural immunity with these vaccine mandates. Yet his employer mandated that he get the vaccine. Now, they did offer a natural immunity opt-out, but only for 90 days after vaccination. Why? Well, they cited the FDA, which says that their antibody test is not authorized to validate specific immunity or protections from SARS-CoV-2. In other words, they don't know if it works or not, but we're going to just throw an arbitrary 90-day on top of that. So this mandate, it violates the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. And Dr. Carity filed a lawsuit. And I want to follow. I wish him all the best in his lawsuit. But I have to be realistic. He's basically suing the government in the government's own court, begging for the government to protect him from the government. Does that sound a little one-sided to you? It does to me. So I want to follow that suit, but I think we need to do more. We need to stop being dependent on government to protect us from these void and empty laws. See, when I started doing the Knowing Your Rights tour, it's based on the understanding from reading the Constitution, understanding that we have unalienable rights, that we have restricted our government. We have consented to limitations on our government. We have not consented, better way of putting it, to an all-expansive power of government. No, they're only allowed to do certain things. And that while it would be good if the government followed the rules we placed over it, governments at all level have been ignoring the Constitution for decades. But we also have to understand a very important point. As I already mentioned, both Alexander Hamilton and Federalist Paper No. 78 and the Supreme Court in the case Marbury versus Madison recognized that an act of Congress contrary to the Constitution is void. Or as Alexander Hamilton put it, an act of a delegated authority contrary to the tenor of the commission under which it is enacted is void. They're empty. They're meaningless. What happens when the American people realize they don't have to follow void acts of Congress or the executive or the judiciary? What happens? What happens when we once again assume our role as masters of government, not its slaves? Things change. Yes, I know, it's scary. The idea of standing up to government, looking them in the eye and saying, no, we did not authorize this. We did not approve this. What you're doing is not only wrong, it's a crime. That's a scary place to be. But it's also the place we must be if we wish to be free. Thomas Jefferson said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Sadly, most American people are ignorant of their rights and their freedoms. They're ignorant of the Constitution and the laws that protect our rights and freedoms. But yet we expect to be free. It has never happened and it never will. We start with education. Now, if you want to find out more about the Knowing Your Rights tour, just go to constitutionstudy.com/tour. Find out if I'm going to be in your area. If you want me to come to where you are, just fill out the form and let me know. I don't charge for these. Most places have been quite generous in providing a place for me to stay, some lodgings while I'm there. But I don't charge people to show up for this. I don't charge people to attend this. This is information we need. And it's information that we need to share so that we can live free. Yes, it's going to be scary. And yes, some people will pay a high price for freedom. That is nothing new. But if we don't live free, if we don't demand our rights and our liberties, where does that leave our children? It's Ronald Reagan who said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. Freedom is going extinct in America. How do I know that? By looking at the young people who are more than willing to forego freedom and liberty for the promise of safety and being taken care of. I see them in colleges. I see them in business. I see them in high school. Freedom is dying. And if we don't rush and perform life support, we will have to explain to our children and our grandchildren what it was once like in America when men and women were free. And if we don't fight for our rights and liberty now, we can do it at the ballot box in relative safety, they will curse us. Our children will curse us when they figure out that we could have saved them the pain and sorrow and heartache of fighting to regain the rights we let slip because they had to do so with a gun on a battlefield. Be sure to make AmericaOutloud.com your daily stop for all the latest news and happenings. Please do your part to share the stories, articles, podcasts, videos, and help secure the blessings of liberty to America's future.
Pay the bills, stay out of jail, love the neighbors, and have a few good friends.